The hippocampus's nut-shaped dance partner is the amygdala, and it tells the hippocampus what to keep and what to throw out. It does this by translating our emotions into chemicals, causing our adrenal glands to send out bursts of memory-enhancing hormones according to the situation. If we encounter emotionally arousing input, "Look, a tiger! Ow, my arm!" then the amygdala will strengthen that memory. If not, "Look, a pencil. I'm hungry." then it won't. This leaves us with a healthy fear of tigers and a healthy disregard for pencils as food items. Coupled with the nearby reward centers in the brain, the amygdala provides the mechanism behind our blank sheet of paper. Our emotions are reflective creatures. They respond to our environment whether we want them to or not. While we can try to trick our brains into getting excited over a list of Spanish words, our brains know better. Unless learning that el dentista means the dentist in Spanish gives you goosebumps, your amygdala will not give those memories much of a boost. El dentista is just not as important as el tigre. You can try to inject amphetamine directly into your amygdala, which will work, but that may prove to be more trouble than it's worth. Our blank page, however, changes everything. At the moment where your performance is judged, your brain realizes it had better get its act in gear. As a result, every memory you recall gets a squirt of memory-boosting chemicals. Those memories are reactivated. Your amygdala calls for hormones, your hippocampus maps out the involved networks, and your neurons wire tightly together. Every time you succeed at recalling, the reward centers in your brain release a chemical reward, dopamine, into your hippocampus, further encouraging long-term memory storage. Your blank sheet of paper has created a drug-fueled memory party in your brain. Your boring word list never stood a chance.